The Tempting and the Tempted by Maverick Loki. Read by Kess. This is a Dragon Age fanfiction, with the pairings of pre Anders / Fenris, past Hawk / Fenris, and one sided Anders / Hawk. Summary. Anders can barely stand the elf, but he's always been too curious for his own good. He's a cat person, after all, and since that disaster with Fenriel, Fenris has been acting strange, even by Fenris standards. No. It was a simple word. Two letters, one syllable, and Anders promised he would say it this time. He'd even practiced. Make a hawk. He groaned. I have a clinic to run. I can't go traipsing after you every 5 minutes. All right, so that wasn't exactly a no, but it was the closest Anders had come to that word since he'd met Hawk. He folded his arms across his chest and stared down his fellow apostate, pleased with how firm he sounded. It's not my fault you're the best healer in Kirkwall, Hawk wheedled, and the best looking. Stay firm, Anders. But then Hawk, the bastard, looked at him with those large eyes and a lopsided grin, and Anders knew he was doomed. You could learn a healing spell or two yourself, you know, he grumbled, even as he snatched up his staff. Hawk's grin widened, and Anders' stomach certainly did not flip. Nope. It seemed that the word no was no longer in his vocabulary when it came to Hawk, and he waved to Loreen to let her know he was leaving. Her answering nod was the exasperated kind, but Anders swallowed down his guilt. But then I would be the best-looking healer in Kirkwall, Hawk teased, grinning at Anders over his shoulder as he led them out of Darktown. And I'm already so very busy. It was unfair how Hawk did that. Reeling Anders in with those cheeky words and that glorious voice, only to back away coyly, still tugging Anders along. Just promise me we're not bringing the elf-shaped glowstick, Anders groused. He's been crankier than usual lately, and I'm not exactly his favourite person to begin with. If he's coming, I'm going right back to the clinic. I swear it. Well done, Anders. You almost sounded like you had some dignity left. Ah, well. About that. Hawk turned those large eyes on him again, and Anders knew he'd already asked the elf. Worse still, he knew he was going along anyway, and happily. Make a damn that man. He'd never admit it, but Anders didn't mind having Fenris nearby in a battle. The elf was fast and frightfully strong, and he fought like he'd rather lose a limb than let anything so much as breathe on Hawk. Which made Anders wonder what Fenris would do if he breathed on Hawk, among other things, but that wasn't the point. He didn't even mind all the walking, not really. For the most part, Fenris kept to himself, and if it weren't for the glares Anders would get every time he brushed Hawk's arm or made him smile, Anders wouldn't even have noticed he was there. He was even rather pleasing to look at when he was scowling at something else. Oh, sure, there was the occasional abomination this or evil mages that, but that just became background noise after a while. No, what bothered Anders on this trip was what happened at night. Anders jerked awake, sweat at his temples, and an aborted scream in his throat. He breathed in gulps of night air and stared, unseeing, up at the stars. It took many such gulping breaths before he turned his head and caught the elf's stare. Fenris was awake, sitting by the fire and watching Anders coolly. Still panting, Anders flushed and wondered what he must have looked and sounded like in the throes of his nightmare. Sodding stare at someone else, he grumbled, turning onto his side. He could feel Fenris's eyes on his back, but he pretended to sleep until dawn's light seeped through his eyelids. It wasn't until the next day that Anders realized there was something seriously wrong with Fenris. Well, more so than usual, anyway. He probably wouldn't have even noticed if he didn't have to spend day and night with the sulky elf, and wow, did that make Anders want to rethink his life. But the elf had the haunted look of the deeply exhausted. His eyes were puffy and dull, weighed down by heavy bags, and his shoulders sagged under the weight of his greatsword. And Fenris was generally quiet. True, but Isabella teaching raunchy songs to a tone-deaf hawk was the sort of thing that usually coaxed a chuckle out of him. As it was, he barely even blinked, green eyes drawn inward. Frowning, and cringing at a particularly sour note, "Make her, hawk!" Anders sidled up next to Fenris, and accidentally brushed his arm, sending out a questioning tendril of magic. The elf had stubbed his toe yesterday, apparently, and he hadn't been sleeping well. But aside from that, he was perfectly healthy. Subtle as he thought he'd been, Fenris jumped at the contact, his lyrium markings flaring like a dog raising its hackles. His glare was venomous, but Anders smiled innocently and shrugged. The elf huffed and walked ahead, trotting past a giggling Isabella and a still-singing hawk. Behind them, Anders watched the tense line of Fenris's back, instead of the firm line of Hawk's backside as per usual, and wondered. Night 2. Nightmares? Check. Waking in a cold sweat? Check. Creepy elf staring at him? Make a fucking check. Do you ever sleep? Anders groaned as he sat up and brushed back sweat-lank hair. Sleep was a loss, and he doubted he could fake sleep convincingly, not with that creepy elf stare, and not with his hands shaking like they were. Do you? Fenris countered, and he sounded as wrecked as Anders felt. Fair point. Ah, well. Anders gestured vaguely at his head. There are a few things about being a Grey Warden that you can't run from. Fenris hummed, and even that sounded judgmental. Anders bristled. Well then, since we're both awake, what crawled up your ass and died this time? He asked conversationally. Fenris glared, but that was nothing new. At least I don't have a staff up my ass. Fenris growled. Or another mage's. His gaze cut to Hawk's sleeping form meaningfully, and Anders flushed. Oh, please, Anders huffed, lips quirking. I bet you'd be much less cranky if you had a mage's staff up your ass every now and then. Fenris choked, and he pressed his knees together automatically. Keep your staff to yourself, abomination. I don't mean me. Fenris's lips pursed and his gaze cut to Hawk again, before flitting away, almost too quickly for Anders to notice, if he hadn't been expecting it. There was something uncertain, almost fragile in Fenris's eyes then, an expression the elf probably thought was hidden by night's shadow. Anders smiled through a familiar ache, but it wasn't a gentle smile. Is that why you left him? He asked. Digging. Because you were afraid of his staff? Or because he was a mage? Maker, but he'd never understand how someone could willingly give up Hawk. That is none of your concern, Fenris growled. Of course it is, Anders snapped. He's my friend, and you hurt him. Fenris looked away, either unable or unwilling to reply to that. So what's wrong with you lately, anyway? Anders asked. I'd have thought you were out of things to brood over, but if anything, you've doubled up on the broodiness the past few weeks. He watched Fenris's jaw muscles flutter. Tapping his chin, he pretended to consider. Ever since, Feynreal, I think. Oh, did the Fae not agree with you? Leave it, mage. Fenris growled, and Anders knew he'd hit his mark. Metal clinked as a gauntleted hand curled around his sword's hilt. That should have been Anders' cue to shut up, but he rather liked knowing that he could get under Fenris's skin too. That, and Hawk had been tight-lipped about what had happened, and life in the circle, and drinks with Varric, had turned Anders into a terrible gossip.
"What did a desire demon get into your pants?" Anders continued, resting his chin on his hands. "Quite a feat, considering how little room there is in there to begin with."
Fenris sat stonily still. "Did she turn into a hawk and serenade you off-key?" Silence. "Or maybe Isabella? Getting into someone else's pants is literally the only time she'd be inside a pair." "Nothing." Anders grew bored and laid back down.
"Whatever it is,"
he said around a yawn,
"it doesn't matter.
As your healer, I command you to stop moping and get some sleep. Hawk needs us both in top shape for tomorrow." Fenris huffed but didn't move, at least not right away. Deciding he didn't care, Anders closed his eyes and pretended to sleep, his hands folded over his chest. Eventually he heard shifting, the scrape of gauntlets and the creak of leather as the elf stretched out by the fire. He opened one eye to peek at him, but the elf didn't fake sleep any better than a grey warden. The next day, Hawk did what Hawk did best. He led them into trouble. Trouble this time took the form of a nest of very big, very nasty, very angry spiders. Then again, they also turned out to be very squishy spiders, as Hawk demonstrated with one casting of Maker's Fist. Thank the Maker for ranged spells, or Anders was certain there'd be spider goo in his clothes and his hair after that. Isabella was less lucky, but then she had less clothes to get goo in. Once the battle was in full force, Anders' healer instincts had him keeping an eye on Fenris. The elf moved much as he always did, but he seemed slower somehow, heavier, more solid. Then Anders realized that the elf wasn't glowing. He cursed under his breath. Since using his lyrium markings was as instinctive to him as breathing, Fenris was either actively suppressing them or they'd somehow stopped working. "Andraste's knickers!" Anders spun away from a particularly plump spider and its two friendly fangs, turning to shoot a jet of fire in its face. Hawk leapt to his side and shot a complement of ice, freezing the monster to the spot for Anders to smash in the next moment. "We make a good team," Hawk said over the shattered bits of spider, his voice breathy with exertion and his smile wide and triumphant. Anders swore his stomach did not flutter at that either. "I suppose we do," he replied, and Maker, but he wanted to kiss the grimy, goose-soaked fool.
"Was de was?"
Anders jumped back, wondering how the blighted elf knew what he'd been thinking, only to turn and see that no, he'd been swearing at the spider currently giving him one hell of a love bite. He bolted towards the sound, trusting Isabella and Hawk to deal with the last of the vermin. Which they soon did, judging by the shrieks and squelching noises that followed. By the time Anders had dashed to Fenris's side, the spider had been reduced to muck, bits of flesh and ichor flying through the air as Fenris continued to pound it one-handed with his greatsword. "Easy there," Anders called out, brushing back the ruined flaps of Fenris's armour to examine his ragged shoulder. "I think the spider paste is past the point of threatening you now."
"Then hit it, mage,"
Fenris grit out, wincing as Anders touched raw skin. He yanked his arm away and clutched it to him.
"No, I will have none of your filthy magic, abomination."
Anders grit his teeth. Behind him, Isabella tuttered. "That bite looks nasty, Fen," she said, her teasing tone softened with worry. "And I know a thing or two about nasty bites."
"Everyone all right?" Hawk called out as he trotted over to them. There was a brittleness under his expression, under his concern that said he'd overheard Fenris. "Everyone would be," Anders snapped, matching the elf's glare, "if a certain elf would stop being so self-righteous for half a damned minute." "Fenris, let the man heal you," Hawk ordered. Fenris looked like he wanted to protest, but in the end he sagged under Hawk's glare, sighing and offering his arm to Anders, resigned like a lamb to the slaughter. Anders rolled his eyes and guided Fenris to sit on a slab of rock. It seemed he wasn't the only one who didn't know how to say no to Hawk. "Thank you," Anders said, with only a tiny bit of a sneer. Fenris scowled. What a surprise. Glancing at Hawk and Isabella, Anders waved away the hovering pair. "Go, loot or whatever. I'll handle this." "Looting is my favourite," Hawk told Isabella, who hummed in agreement. Anders ignored them, focused on his scowling patient. After cutting away the tattered flaps of his armour, Anders gathered light and warmth into his hands and pressed them to the gaping, jagged skin, letting his magic trickle into the wound, staunching the bleeding and knitting broken muscle and skin back together. At the touch of magic, Fenris's markings glowed like a firefly. Anders felt him shiver. "Ah, so they do still glow. Good to know." Fenris winced, his brows an upside-down V of worry as he glanced at Hawk at the far side of the cave. "You noticed." Anders hummed, sitting back and wiping his blood-slick hands on a scrap of cloth. "So are you going to tell me what's going on with you now?" Anders watched Fenris's gauntleted fingers fidget in his lap. "It is nothing," he said, subdued. "I thought to be more cautious." "How?" Anders scoffed. "By setting aside your best tool? Nearly getting yourself killed? What if we'd been fighting something a bit harder to squish?" Fenris glared at the mage, but there was no real venom behind it. "Stop acting like you don't know," he said, his tone more desperate, more pleading than angry. "You should know very well what troubles me. Now leave it." Anders racked his brain for a fitting response to that. "What in the Maker's nose hairs are you talking about?" He caught a look of genuine surprise from Fenris, and then Hawk was clapping them both on the shoulder and declaring the day a success, derailing any and all previous conversation. Anders eyed Fenris as they packed up to go, amazed by the look of bewilderment on his face. This time, Anders didn't even bother laying out his bedroll. He was tired, exhausted really, but he had the most stubborn of patients to tend to. Fenris eyed him warily as he approached, brows furrowing when Anders plopped onto the ground beside him. "I thought I told you to keep your staff to yourself," the elf said, which startled a laugh from the mage. "Don't worry, my staff's been put to bed for the night," Anders wryly replied. "All broody elves are safe." Fenris smiled thinly, still looking uncomfortable. Anders waited, counted Hawk's and Isabella's breaths to make sure they were asleep. He got a sense that Fenris didn't want to talk about whatever it was while Hawk was around. "All right, so," Anders began, rubbing his palms together. "To sum up, something is clearly bothering you. You're being too much of an ass to deal with it on your own, and you seem to think I know something about it when, I assure you, I have no idea what in the Maker's bloody name you were talking about." Fenris looked insulted. Well, he always did when Anders said something. But also confused. He opened his mouth a few times around aborted syllables, only to gust out a sigh, running his hand through electric white hair. "I'm not weak," he muttered, almost savagely to himself. "I am not." Fragile green eyes said that he desperately needed to believe that. "I'm happy for you, but that doesn't clear anything up," Fenris growled in frustration and turned away, his jaw muscles tight. Andis studied his profile, the elegant curve of his jaw, the proud nose, the full lips, all outlined in silver moonlight. He hated how beautiful he looked like this, a symphony of elegance and torment painted with silver brush strokes. He wondered if this was how Hawk saw the elf years ago, back when he'd watched Fenris as worshipfully as Anders watched him. Maker, but he hated that blighted elf for throwing something so precious away. He sighed. What a mess. Fenris, Anders said, starting again. The elf's ear twitched, but he did not look at the mage. What happened in the fade? This time the question was genuine, as was the concern beneath it. For a long moment Fenris said nothing. Then slowly, like a cresting wave, he spoke with a voice jagged with emotion. Which time? Anders sat back, trying to pass that answer. What do you mean? He asked, tentative. I thought you only went into the fade when Fenriel... He trailed off when the elf started shaking his head. You do not understand how these markings work, do you? He asked. It was another genuine question, and somehow they'd stumbled into their first civil conversation. Will wonders never cease? Fenris bared the underside of his arms and the lyrium lines that curled and twisted there. Anders' hand twitched in an abortive motion to touch them. Fenris saw, but he didn't move away. No, not really, Anders admitted, shrugging. I've never seen anything like them. He determinedly didn't think of the way his skin crackled blue whenever justice simmered under his skin. This was nothing like that. It had to be nothing like that. Using the lyrium in these markings is, according to Daenerys, like walking with one foot in this world and the other in the fade. Anders had never considered that. Fascinating, he murmured. Yes, I suppose a mage would think so. And there it was. Anders gave Fenris a flat look, but didn't rise to the bait. Not this time. So you're saying that every time you glow, you're partly in the fade? Fenris nodded. Anders tried to picture that, remembering his harrowing, his dreams. Then he smiled. So in other words, you draw your power from the fade, almost like a mage. Fenris looked at him as though hoping to murder him with his stare alone, but Anders laughed. He'd hit a nerve, possibly the nerve. And what? He purred. This is you angsting over how you're so much like the thing you hate the most? Oh, this is too good! I am no mage, Fenris snapped. I defy the demons, I... Fenris choked on the rest of his words. Anders' laughter died when he saw that Fenris was shaking. Demons? He asked, surprised. You go that far into the fade when you... He waggled his fingers at Fenris's tattoos helpfully. When you do your glowy thing? Again, that look of confusion. What do you mean, that far? The elf asked. Anders suspected they were talking in circles. Knotted circles, at that. Hold on, he sighed, rubbing at his forehead. How often do you run into demons? Every time, Fenris replied, shrugging as though that should be obvious. Clamping down on his growing horror, Anders asked, And how many demons at a time? I cannot tell, Fenris answered haltingly, looking more and more discomforted. They tend to crowd me. Anders stared, trying to make sense of this. He'd accused the elf of lying, if not for the lost look in those green eyes. Looking inward, Anders turned to Justice. His lyrium sings, the spirit answered, sounding unusually pensive. It is hard to ignore. Amazed, Anders shook his head. The spirits are drawn to all that lyrium, he murmured. I. Fenris stared out at nothing, looking suddenly pale. And how often do you run into demons?
And Hawk?
Anders shrugged. It's pretty rare. Usually a mage has to actively seek out a demon.
Then how do you explain Fenrir?
Fenris replied, his tone accusing.
This can't be... Why would you lie about this?
His hand inched towards his sword.
I'm not lying, Fenris,
Anders countered, more startled than insulted.
Maker! Fenrir was a Somnari, very rare and very powerful. But even he didn't get jumped by demons every time he went into the Fade.
Fenris's throat muscles worked and the hand he wiped over his face was trembling. For a moment, Anders tried to picture it. What it must be like. The fear of a mage increased tenfold without all the training and browbeating of the circle. Impossible to trust anyone, even himself.
Maker, he murmured, brown eyes soft, almost pitying.
Is that what you think it's like for me?
For Hawk?
For all of us? Fenris's silence was all the answer he needed. No wonder he thought mages were so dangerous. Anders shook his head. It was suddenly hard to hate the shaking figure in front of him. Clearing his throat, Anders went on softly. You said you defy the demons, but something changed to make you more afraid of them, afraid of your abilities and yourself. Fenris closed his eyes, but said nothing, looking pained. You gave in to one, didn't you? In Fenrir's dreams. And just like that, the hate was back.
You bloody hypocrite!
Anders had to stop himself from shouting.
You talk about the danger we mages are to the world, but you're the real threat.
Mage!
Fenris growled in warning, his shaking hands clenched into fists.
You're the one who should be locked in the gallows,
Anders hissed. A snarl was the only warning Anders got before he was flat on his back, the air knocked from his lungs and a hand around his throat.
I'm the threat. Here I thought you had given in to the inevitable,
Fenris rumbled. Above Anders, the elf was a shadow lined with glowing, pulsating lyrium.
But you were even weaker than that. You weren't hounded, coerced, or tortured. No, you willingly took a demon into your body and let it corrupt you.
He's no demon! Justice bristled, rolling under Anders' skin, which started to fissure and crack with blue light.
Not now, he told the spirit, fighting him back.
But Fenris had seen Justice brimming under the surface, and he laughed.
You see? Weak. I am not weak,
Anders shouted, his fist connected solidly with the elf's jaw, knocking his head to the side.
Fenris snarled and held him down, slamming the mage's wrists into the dirt.
As they stared at each other, skin crackling with blue fire, Anders realized that Fenris had said the exact same thing earlier.
Whoa, whoa, why is everyone glowing?
As groggy as Hawk sounded, he wasted no time in hauling Fenris off of Anders and shoving him back. The elf didn't resist, and when Anders caught his eyes again, there was still hate there, but it was directed inward. He suspected Fenris saw much the same.
Honestly, Hawk sighed,
shaking his head at the pair and wiping the sleep from his eyes.
I can't take you two anywhere.
It was a week before Hawk let the two near each other after that, and Anders suspected it would have been longer than a week if there hadn't been alcohol involved. Hawk was a terrible flirt when he was drunk. He'd spent the last round of Wicked Grace with his thigh pressed to Anders, trading double entendres and sidelong glances
only to spend the rest of the night fitted to Merrill's side, and is all but forgotten. After the table had cleared, Anders watched the pair cross the room, feeling hopeless and terribly heartsick. "You know," a deep voice rumbled behind him, and Anders turned to see Fenris leaning against the wall, watching the pair the same way Anders had. "The more I think about it, the more I find it's less about how often you're tempted, and more about how." Anders nodded. His throat felt tight as he choked out a word. Three letters. One syllable. "Yes." Fenris looked at him, his eyes simmering with something that wasn't quite hate. Anders laughed mirthlessly. "I can never say no to him, you know." The not hate in Fenris's eyes shifted, deepened. "Neither can I," he whispered. Suddenly Anders understood why Fenris had left, why he'd crushed Hawk when he was clearly still smitten with him. He'd lived his life terrified of temptation. "He still loves you," he murmured, smiling sadly. "Merrill, Isabella, me, we're all just placeholders for you." "Mage?" "And he's not a demon, you know." Anders hated how choked his voice sounded. You don't have to be afraid of him." Fenris pushed off from the wall and stood over Anders, his brows furrowed. "Why are you saying this?" he asked. Anders huffed, wishing the elf would just shut up and steal Hawk away already before he fell apart completely. "I'm saying you have a chance to be happy and you're an idiot for not taking it," he said snappishly, pushing to his feet. "Now move it. I need a drink." But Fenris blocked his way, his eyes brighter and so much larger this close. "Faster, Vasmage, this has never been about him." With a pained look, Fenris pushed past him before Anders could ask him to start making sense. He watched the elf walk right by Hawk on his way out the door. This has been The Tempting and the Tempted by Maverick Loki and read by Kess. Part 1 of the TNT series.